Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back midday show.
Petty
Hugh Douglas.
Petty Kyle.
Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. No, I don't think there's any pettiness out there. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I just,
talking through everything.
Yeah.
We're being professionals today.
I am a professional.
This is your best week as being a pro, I would say. This is like top tier week.
I think there's a little bit of a
I believe it. Actually, this is the week. You know how when players make the Hall of Fame, there's like a moment you talk about? Like when you make the WIP Hall of Fame, this is the week.
This is my moment.
This is when Hugh went from, oh, he's a good host, good show. Oh, Hall of Fame Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. We're having a lot of fun, but obviously a lot of stuff going on here with the Phillies and Dodgers, and we cannot wait for Saturday night with the Phillies in game one of the NLDS with Christopher Sanchez. But this AJ Brown thing has been the biggest story in the city all week. He spoke yesterday, which I'm glad he did. We said yesterday during the show he should speak. He should address his tweet and not speaking to the media on Sunday after the game. All right, he did that. And I think for a lot of people, it's like, all right, I want to feel better about this. But then after that, he sent out a tweet to Seth Joyner, responding to Seth talking about, hey, I've been here before and handling your emotions and talking about teammates and all that kind of stuff, which Seth obviously dealt with as a player and now as a broadcaster. So when that came up today, he was very strong on it and really frustrated at AJ Brown for doing that. So, all right, Hugh, you gave your two cents. Let's bring the guy on now who the tweet was directed at. Seth Joyner joins us right now on the Midday Show. Seth, how are you today?
Seth.
I'm good, man. I'm late to the party. You know, I kind of got a little notice last night, but I was out. I had some sushi, you know, went to have a cigar, and, you know, then I got in a little late. I slept a little late today and wake up to my phone is just going bananas and whatnot. It's a little crazy, man. It's amazing, you know, how sensitive, you know, this age of football player is, Hugh. And I find it somewhat comical that you could say something and, you know, they're so worried about the things that you say. And, you know, to me, there must be a level of truth to something I said to move him emotionally to make him respond in such a way.
I mean, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But I'm going to tell you, Seth, the thing that kind of ran me hot was the old heads and towing the company line thing. And you know, we've had times where we talk football, and it's different when you talk to guys, no disrespect to anybody else that played the game, because we see things differently, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times that we see things that could potentially be a problem, but you can't say anything about it because – it's not a problem at the time.
Right.
And for him, like, the thing that really ran me hot was we talk about him and the fact that he hasn't had the football. Because, as a matter of fact, I've seen some of your broadcasts where you've talked about that and they need to get him the football. But they always seem to gravitate towards the negative aspect of what you're saying. Never say anything about the positive. Because we saw this coming. But,
well, you know.
You got it.
Go ahead.
No, you
go
got
ahead,
it.
No, finish your thought.
No, and it's just like it's just unfortunate that that's the world that we live in. You know, we sit here and we try to uplift you, but as soon as somebody says something that you might not agree with, you want to attack them on a personal level. I just don't understand that.
Well, it falls in line with, you know, the new age that we live in as far as, you know, how coaches even deal with players, let alone the media. You know, it's one of those situations, like I played in an era where, you know, you weren't immune to a coach telling you about yourself privately or publicly, you know, because what people fail to realize when they see a coach say something about a player and then the media wants to jump all over it and said, oh, he threw the player under the bus, that coach has already told that player 10 times last week in practice what the circumstances were, what to expect, and what to do. The player got in the game and decided to, you know, do it a different way. And now the coach got to step to the podium and tell the whole world that I got a coaching better. No, the hell you don't. No, you don't. Where's the accountability for the player? Okay? So now we live in this world where the coach takes all the blame for the players not playing up to par and getting the job done. And nobody wants to talk about the accountability for the player because the coach better not talk about the player in a public sense. Because then guess what? Oh, the coach is throwing the player under the bus. The coach can't do that. Why not? Why not? If it's his job to coach the player and he's coached the player properly and the coach now is frustrated because the player is doing what he wants to do, you mean to tell me that the coach has to eat that? So now you fast forward. Okay, so that tells me that players today don't like to be accountable. So now I say something in the media, okay, and if it's not positive, then the player gets upset about it. Why? Because in their eyes, they don't see themselves doing anything wrong, Hugh. Mm-hmm. They really don't. When you live that way, when you feel like somebody, when somebody tells you something and you can't receive it in the sense that it's been, you know, given, then that tells me that's a person to me who oftentimes doesn't get better because they can't receive, you know, the
criticism
or negative criticism.
Yeah, they can't receive.
You got to take it for what it is. Okay. Now I'm not saying that AJ Brown ain't a great player. But let me preface this. Okay. I want AJ Brown to know that nobody speaks for Seth Jordan. I come on WIP, and WIP doesn't monitor what I say. I don't work for anybody else anymore. I own my own media company. So I say what the hell I want to say, how I want to say it, when I want to say it, okay? So ain't nobody paying me to say anything, okay? I speak my mind based upon my personal experiences, okay? I just want to be clear about that so that he understands and knows that ain't nobody writing my paycheck, okay? Nobody. I work for myself. I'm an independent contractor. Now, next thing. As an old head, I'll take that because I am an old head. But us old heads, Hugh, we've experienced some things that 20-something-year-olds in the National Football League haven't experienced, okay? And it wasn't a criticism. I think that A.J. Brown is one of the most dynamic wide receivers in the National Football League. But I said what I said because I don't care where you stand. What he's doing, cryptically or not cryptically, is not going to change the circumstances and the situation in his favor. You know, we saw in the second half, yeah, Jalen tried to push him the ball. He had two balls that should have been intercepted. Is it AJ's fault? No, it's not AJ's fault, okay? But you can't make it about who's at fault because Kevin Petullo's at fault because AJ Brown runs four routes on one quarter of the field every damn play. Every game, okay? And if I can see that, you mean to tell me the defensive coordinators and players don't see that? There's some plays that Jalen threw bad balls, okay? That's going to happen. But there's also some plays where A.J. runs some lazy-ass routes, okay, and gives the DB an opportunity to make a play on the ball. So everybody's at fault. Can you accept the fault when the fault falls on you and make yourself a better player? That's what me saying what I'm saying is all about. And then lastly, the team is 4-0, but we're talking about A.J. Brown. I said the team is 4-0. I'm going full AI on this one. The team is 4-0, but we're talking about A.J. Brown not getting targets, okay? One more time. The team is 4-0, but we're talking about A.J. Brown not getting targets, okay? That should not be the case. We should be talking about the team. And AJ should know that sooner or later, it's all going to balance out and he's going to get his numbers and it's all going to be good. But at the end of the day, you play a team sport, T-E-A-M. And the only thing that matters is that the team wins. Because when it's all said and done and it all shakes out, he'll have 1,000 yards and his 7 to 8 touchdowns for the year, whatever that, whatever it is. But we're trying to get back to another Super Bowl. And the team is 4-0. But we're talking about A.J. Brown not getting the ball.
Seth, when I heard you earlier in the week with the morning show and then your post on Twitter, I took it as when you played, when you were in the same age, around the same age as AJ, you were outspoken. You had things to say. You were a fiery player. I took it as you were trying to almost say, like, hey, I've been in, not quite in the same shoes. He was a receiver, you're a defensive player, but you've kind of been there. I know what you're going through. This is not good for the team. I is that what you were trying to express? Like, I've been in your spot.
Joe, 100%, man. Listen, I when Buddy Ryan got fired and Rich Kotite came on board, I had zero respect for him. Zero respect for him because he'd already been here a year and I could kind of see through the facade. Not that at 20-something years old I really understood it, but it was more anger because, you know, that Buddy had been fired, okay? And I saw what we were potentially capable of, okay? We just needed the offense to come along, to follow along, to get the job done. You understand what I'm saying? And as the season progressed and I saw that fading away and the team falling apart, my frustration, just went, it overboiled. And I said some things about the coaching staff, about, my player, my teammates and whatnot that I have since apologized for, okay? It didn't make any sense because it didn't help the team get better. If the offensive line couldn't block, you think Seth Joyner telling them, to do their damn job that they were going to block any better? You think they didn't want to block better? They just couldn't. And it took years for me to understand that and years for me to go to those guys and say, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize. I don't want AJ to have to do that. He don't need, And what I realized is it didn't help the team. That kind of stuff divides the team, So now other players have got to answer for what he's doing. The same way with me. Like, I was a walking quote. Like, they wouldn't even let me get out of my shoulder pads and my helmet in the locker room before I was firing off. You know what I'm saying? So They knew where to come to get the information that they wanted to get. And I'm not saying that that's the situation with AJ, but what I'm saying is I've been in the position that he's in, and it doesn't serve the betterment of the team for him to continue to do this. I understand his frustration. He's a great player, and he wants the football. I get that. But the cryptic tweets, the things that the little innuendos that are said, especially in Philadelphia, because, when you go cryptic like that, what's the media going to do? The media is going to take what you said because you didn't say what you mean, and they're going to add meaning to it for you. They're going to create the story for you instead of you saying what you really want to say. And like I said, it doesn't serve the betterment of the team and not one bit, man. It just doesn't. Because guess what? Kevin Petullo got to call better plays. Jalen Hurts got to throw better balls from time to time. And A.J. Brown got to run better routes sometimes, okay, in order for this problem to be fixed. The offensive line's got to play better. All of this is a cumulative thing. And it doesn't serve anybody's purpose for A.J. to continue to cryptically say what he say, because in Philadelphia, if you don't say what you mean, they will say what you mean for you. All week long, we're 2 days, two, three days away from the next game, and we're still talking about this, man. We should be talking about the Denver Broncos and what kind of problems they're going to create for this.
And how good that defense is.
And how good that defense is, exactly.
We ain't talking about none of that.
Hey, Hugh, we need to be talking about, the fact that they're averaging 143 yards on the ground rushing.
And that Bo Nix. Yeah, Bo Nix balling too.
And the Eagles are giving up, you know, 120-something yards per game. So guess what? They're going to come here in here toting the ball, trying to figure out if they can assert the run. And then because the only way is they can be successful offensively is they got to run the ball so Bo Nix can run all that play action stuff that Sean Payton liked to run. We should be talking about this chess matchup that you're going to have between Sean Payton, the play caller, and Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator. Ain't that what we should be talking about?
Yeah, but we ain't touched on none of that.
Nope, not this week.
Listen, that's all I'm trying to say. I ain't trying to demean A.J. Brown in any way, shape, fashion, or form. I got nothing but respect for the way that he plays the game. But you know what, you know, young fella, sometimes you young bucks need to take some advice from the old heads, from the unks, because we've been where you are, and we know what we're talking about. We ain't got all the answers, but there's some wisdom in the years that we've lived that you've yet to live, okay? And when I'm talking to young people, Hugh, it's all about, hey, man, how can I help you not make the mistakes that I made? Because in some instances, I had some people that was trying to tell me and trying to talk to me, but in a lot more instances than not, I didn't have that wisdom there that told me, you know what, Seth, you need to shut the hell up because there ain't nothing that you're saying that's going to change any damn thing. Just focus on with your job, focus on the defensive side of the ball, put your focus somewhere else, and just, you know, sometimes you just need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure if there's anybody – in the locker room or in that organization that's willing to go to AJ and tell him that.
I'm not sure either, Seth. Seth, well said. We appreciate you making a few minutes to call in and tell us how you feel today. Thank you. And Seth, I'm sure we'll see you soon around here and enjoy the rest of your weekend and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Have a good one, man.
Oh, you know I'm enjoying myself and the game. Peace.
There he goes. Seth Joyner giving us his reaction to all the reaction. We appreciate Seth making a few minutes for us there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well said. And I mean, look, I'm glad he clarified it. It's what I thought. He was coming at it from hey, I've been you. Like, I've been in your shoes. I was someone that was outspoken, and like he said, he regretted it, right? Like, years later, it did not help that era of the Eagles achieve their goals. He wanted it to, and I think A.J. Brown does want to win. I think he wants his stats, but I think he does want to win. But he's just, this is not productive for anyone.
No, it's not.
Anyone.
And the NFL, I look at the NFL like I look at my fraternity. Those are my brothers.
Yep.
And I treat all of my brothers with the respect that they deserve because they played at this level. And for you to be disrespectful to an OG like Seth is unacceptable. Because at the end of the day, Joe, when I sit here and we crack these mics, and I think you've heard it, I'm going to in some way, to the point where you and Kyle like to call me out, I'm going to protect the players as much as I can.
especially like Garrett Stubbs. Yes, and those
I'm gonna protect
Rojas.
Them yeah. as much as I can,
and that's okay. I get
and because that's the fraternity that I'm in. But when there's times to say certain things that have to be said, you have to do that because it's accountability. Yep. That's what accountability is. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to sit here just like when we talk about Jalen, and I always preface it with saying, or I end the conversation say, "Hey, he's 4-0." Now, when that changes, the conversation changes. It has to, because it's I don't do anybody no service by sitting here lying to anybody. That's not who I am. Until that happens, it's going to be that protection. But when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you can't be mad at somebody when they're telling you you're wrong, or call them a hater, or call them a boy. Wrong is wrong. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Wrong is wrong.
I agree. 215-592-9494. Appreciate Seth. Look, you know what I want to talk to before we go any further? And speaking of accountability, we're gonna hand out a little WIP accountability mm-hmm. in about 10 minutes or so, including I have to take accountability for my own bold predictions before the Philly season began. We got to get that out of the way before the playoffs. And one of our own yesterday had a tough moment on social media.
Who had a tough
moment? It's not quite AJ, but it was a tough one. Neil first is up next on WIP. Hey, Neil.
Hey.
What's up, Neil?
Neil need a phone.
Neil? Let's try to get Neil back up, because I really wanted to hear what Neil had to say. But first, we will talk to our guy Mario in Northeast Philly.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Mario, what's up, pal?
What's up? Hey, man, I was over here trying to study this morning. I turned the radio on, I heard Big Unk snap. I said, oh, what's going on? But you right, man. Hey, that's what's wrong with this young generation. And I think it's a generational thing myself, because they can't take criticism at all. And the OG getting on self talking about him like that, man. All he's trying to do is just keep you from going down a bad road. And they whiny, they complain. They never can take criticism. And it's just sad, because they always think somebody trying to come at them when we just trying to give them some wisdom to help you, to keep you going longer. But
yeah,
I appreciate
right.
everything you said, Hugh, man, because them young boys be needing to hear that sometimes.
I appreciate you listening, man. I really, really do.
Yeah,
thanks, Mario.
Good call, and good luck on that test. You study. How about that? Listen to the show. You get smarter listening to the midday show?
I think so.
But today.
Or you get some shenanigans. You definitely get shenanigans.
That's a good question. Do people get smarter listening to the show? I would imagine most people
probably get irritated.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Yeah, when Gilio speaks, you get dumber. It's probably people thinking. All right, let's grab Neil in Holland. I want to hear Neil. Hey, Neil.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you, Neil. Yes.
All right, awesome. Thanks for taking the call. I'm glad I was able to get in here after I let Seth Joyner go off, because I just want to give my input about the AJ Brown.
Okay,
I'm all for the accountability. I understand completely. We're all on the same page that if he didn't tweet this out, none of this would be getting talked about or going on. But you guys have to understand too. AJ Brown listens to this show, and he's been listening to this for 2 weeks. I understand that you are talking about it because he tweeted out. But he's allowed to be defensive himself, too. Just because Seth says something, anybody's name could have been tagged on that along with that tweet. Seth Joyner was just wrong place, wrong time. You know what I mean? I've been listening to Stephen A. Smith. I've been listening to a bunch of people talk about the way that they talk about AJ. So Seth Joyner, I don't think it was so much personally towards him. But just the way Hugh reacted about how defensive he got for an ex-Eagle, for one of the old heads and stuff like that, A.J. Brown has just as much right to be defensive, too, because ain't nobody speaking on his behalf except for him.
You know what, Neil? I don't know what station you've been listening to, but we've always talked about, since the season started, how A.J. needs to be involved in this offense. As a matter of fact, if you go mine the tweets, I tweeted out something the other – what was it? I think it was the second game of the season – where Bleacher Report pointed out the fact that the Eagles receivers were doing cardio. And I said doing cardio is crazy because of the dynamic receivers that we have.
They were doing ballet, too. They said they were doing ballet, too, to get better with their footwork.
So explain to me, Neil, how is it that – because it feels like you feel he was okay to lash out at Seth. How do you feel it's okay for him to lash out at somebody that understands
– because that – I'll tell you right now, not to cut you off, because you guys all made a big point about the cryptic. Everything that he tweets out is cryptic, and it makes you guys have to wonder who he's talking about. Well, guess what? His very next tweet had a name attached to it. he pointed out who he was talking to, and now everyone still has something to say about it.
Anil, like I was about to say before you cut me off, why do you feel that he's validated by coming at Seth because he's sending out the cryptic tweets?
I have to ask you, why would I defend A.J. Brown? What is there to defend? I'm confused.
No. I'm not saying for you to defend AJ. I'm saying that's what AJ Brown is doing. He has the right to, and we're in a new day and age, just like you guys said, this social media, everything can get sent out to millions of people with one push of a button.
Neil, you still ain't answered the question. Neil, my point is this.
But why is he upset at any?
Why is he upset at Seth?
I think Seth was just wrong place, wrong time. Like I said, it could have been multiple sports.
Right, and I understand your point. So he's reacting to the reaction. He created the story to create the reaction. I don't think AJ, if you're right, Neil, he doesn't get this. Neil, we appreciate the phone call. He doesn't get this.
I don't think Neil.
If you create a scene and then people react to the scene, you can't get upset at the scene that is made from your scene.
You can't get upset at the fact that people are saying, asking what's wrong or saying you're wrong for doing what you're doing when you're the one that made the scene.
Right.
That's the thing. This is the disconnect. Because just like I said, and I tried to make it as simple as possible, but Neil's trying to validate it. If you don't say nothing, we ain't talking about it.
Yeah.
And if you don't say that, we ain't talking about it. You had an opportunity to put this to bed. Well, as a matter of fact, you put it to bed.
Yeah.
When you sat up there and said nothing, you said everything was cool. Seth said what he said. And if I'm not mistaken, Seth said that probably way before you said what you said, as far as going to the media.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what AJ Brown expects.
So I don't understand. How do you validate this behavior?
215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, we will get to you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say today after this wild show. And we'll see what people are saying. Get to some phone calls here. It's also time for some accountability for me and someone else who works here at WIP. That is all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, Hatfield. Let me tell you about some new Hatfield bacon that I have that I do not have to read in front of me. But I can tell you about Hatfield bacon. It's the cracked pepper cut bacon.
Sure.
And then the other one, I can't remember the name right now, but it's really tasty. And, you know, if I can't find my read, I don't know where my read went. But if you want some Hatfield bacon, man, it is really good. It's tasty. And it's bacon is serious business around these parts, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the name of the bacon flavor, but the cracked pepper cut bacon is really good.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
awful.
Put some Hatfield pork on your fork. That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.